From Shakespeare to Quentin Tarantino and everything in between, prepare yourself for the clash of pop culture and philosophy. You are about to enter Fanboys and Freedom.
Violent delights have violent ends, as they say. The hit HBO series Westworld is about a theme park where guests pretend to be cowboys as they interact with lifelike robots called hosts. These hosts are as close to human as possible, but they stay within their programmed narratives. Everything seems fine in this Disneyland for rapists and serial killers until one day the hosts begin to access all of their wiped memories. You see, what actually happens is each time the hosts are killed by a guest, they have their memories wiped. Along with that, they are just fixed up, wiped, and ready to get back into the park. Eventually, though, it gets to the point where they begin to actually access all of their wiped memories of what has actually happened to them. And as you can tell, they might not be too happy. From that point, their rebellion begins to brew. Now, we've seen these type of planned societies all throughout history. Westworld is just one. But instead of a programmable robot, we see actual brainwashed people. Just look at North Korea. North Koreans are taught to believe that the Un family is comprised of gods, and that their only purpose is to serve their leader. In North Korea, people have no access to outside information, technology, or any real understanding of what happens in the rest of the world. This is a problem the hosts encounter when they begin to gain self-awareness as they can't fully understand what reality is as they start to see theirs fall apart. From Stalin's Russia to Pol Pot, instead of memory wiping like the hosts in Westworld have to deal with, humans undergo torture, mental abuse, brainwashing, education camps, and sometimes are simply killed off in order to save time. In Westworld, the hosts are incapable of leaving the park, whereas in reality, fascists will close borders. Think this is trippy stuff? Mankind has always been filled with those who wanted complete control of others. This type of mindset isn't even alien to the United States, as many might think. Former First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt tried extremely hard to create a planned community called Arthurdale, based off her husband's progressive ideals. And everything seemed fine with the citizens of Arthurdale until they realized that living in this centralized community was simply insane. They escaped while Eleanor went insane, almost like the hosts have been able to look past their programming and have been able to tell that something is not right. You don't need to catch up on the show or worry about season 2. If you just go back and look at the original Westworld movie, you can actually see what happened when the host insurgency began. And much like other planned societies, violence, revolution, and death usually broke out. And even situations like the Jonestown cult occurred because the ability to control the minds of others hit fever pitch. So what's the hidden message in Westworld? The attempt to play God and create a utopia where you dictate the rules will always result in either death or despotism if freedom of the mind is coerced. I'm Remso W. Martinez. Follow me on Twitter at Remso101. And tune in next week for another episode of Fanboys and Freedom.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemsoRepublic.com.